At that time, we might say that the world was in darkness, and the light, a drop of light somewhere, appeared in the desert of Arabia.
Sheikh Ibrahim Yaqub al-Zakzaki is an outspoken Shia Muslim cleric in Nigeria and head of Nigeria's Islamic movement, the IMN.
Nigeria is sometimes known as the giant of Africa. Nigeria is the most populous country in Africa. One in four Africans is a Nigerian. It is the regional power, one could say, in Africa. It has the 20th largest economy in the world.
He studied Islam from a young age and was no mere youth, but rather an activist from the very beginning, with a thirst to bring about reform in the society. At Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, he attained a degree in economics, but due to his Islamic activities, the degree was denied to him by the authorities.
Another thing that's very interesting about Nigeria is that half of the population roughly is Muslim, Sunni Muslims, and the other half are Christian. The vast majority are people who believe in God.
During his university days, he was active and became the Secretary General of the Muslim Student Society of Nigeria, and later became Vice President of the National Body of the MSSN in 1979. Later on, he studied right here, in the holy city of Qom.
Remember that the brothers who are here in Qom, many of them are either part of the Islamic movement or they used to be part of the Islamic movement.
Here he is sitting with the headmaster of Madrasa al-Mahdi.
More than 100, for sure, more than 100 brothers and sisters who are here studying in the Islamic Republic, learning the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, going to be spreading these teachings later. So with that kind of potential in a place like Africa, in a place in particular like Nigeria, where people believe in God, they've seen in practice the good that Islam has to offer to them, it's natural that the government, a government which has ties with Israel and America, would feel a sense of danger.
If it would have happened in Washington or New York or some other American city, if it would have happened in Canada or in Germany, you would have seen it all over the media. But is it because these people are African? Is it because the color of their skin is black? Is it because they are Muslim? Is it because they are Shia? That their lives don't matter?
Sheikh Zakzaki founded Islamic Movement Nigeria, IMN, in the late 1970s when he was a student at university.
You know, when I was a student in the late 70s, and those days, you know, it was a sign of being, what will I, civilized, would I say? Civilized, educated, progressive, to identify oneself with communism.
So Sheikh Zakzaki is someone who converted from being Sunni to Shia. When he converted, many of his followers also converted.
And began propagating Islam around 1979 at the same time of the Islamic Revolution.
But the good that would come out of the Islamic movement is not something that was limited to Shias. It's not something that was limited to Muslims. It's not even something that was limited to Christians. This is for humanity.
Zamaniki inqilabi islami shode tunja to Iran. خودش خواست بیاد و چون یه امیدی یه چراغ امیده ایجاد شده.
After the revolution, I could see a lot of those who were interested in communism were proud to be. They were interested in trying to find about the imam.
You would see Salafis who are not extremist Salafis. You would see others coming and giving their condolences to Sheikh Zakzaki. For example, one of the Christian leaders, is the representative of the Islamic movement among the Christians.
Sheikh Zakzaki's aim has been to truly prepare for the 12th Imam's reappearance.
He said that we used to believe that religion was an opium of the people, but you are religion, you are Iranian religion. Now, showed us that it is a religion which is being used to wake people up. Opium means to make people sleep. But now we believe now your religion is makes people wake up.
This did not go down well with the military regimes in Nigeria, and he was arrested several times throughout the 1980s and 1990s for accusations of civil disobedience. But this did not frighten Sheikh Zakzaki or shake him in the least.
Sheikh ham mabadi'ish ini ki harakatish harakat fikri hastesh va khushunat tushnis aslihat tushnis va harakat fikri da'aviy tabiin faqat.
In Nigeria, sometimes there would be general strikes. The hospitals would shut down. In case of emergency, they would cover a hospital and provide services to everyone, every Nigerian, for free.
With the movement of Sheikh Zakzaki, there was a surge of people coming towards the Shia school of thought.
In addition to that, they also have a mu'assasa or an institution called Az-Zahra. So for those of you who've been to the Islamic Republic, you've seen that there are boxes where people collect charity, sadaqah, and they provide that to people who are underprivileged. They had the same institution in Nigeria, which would provide help to the poor, the needy, and the oppressed.
Some reports estimate 12 million people flocking to Shia Islam. The IMN has become not only the most prominent Shia Muslim movement in Nigeria, but also in the entire African continent.
An effective movement that has brought this beautiful religion of Islam to a large number of people. And they have learned their direction, and they have learned that they need to go to the Ahlul Bayt for guidance.
So a movement which was like this, that could call up millions of people, peaceful, serving humanity, in a place that could affect the rest of Africa.
از اون وقت اون حرکت بزرگ شده، اتباع زیاد پیدا شده و تا به گرایش تشیع رو برگردیده.
Sheikh Zakzaki has always been a supporter of unity between Muslims regardless of their sect, has always striven hard to spread knowledge and brotherhood between people, and has ardently supported the Palestinian cause. In 2008, Sheikh Zakzaki said, "When Israel is celebrating 60 years of occupying Palestine's land, we are mourning because the truth is, the Israeli state is created on the basis of terrorism." No wonder the authorities have always had a problem with him. Seeing that the IMN was growing steadily, with more and more people coming towards the light, media agencies attempted to add a stain to the reputation of Sheikh Zakzaki and the IMN by linking the movement to Boko Haram.
برای بعضی ها چه اصحاب منافع باشند چه اصحاب مصالح حتی چه اصحاب بعضی فرقه دینی اینا برایشون یه خطری.
There are unfounded stories that they were stopping a military blockade. No. None of that is correct.
و شروع کردن به توطئه ها و مکائد و توطئه های خیلی زیاد.
They ransacked the Husseiniyah, and then after that they went to the house of Sheikh Zakzaki, and the people tried to form human shields, standing there without weapons, maybe throwing rocks, versus a military that had pre-planned the attack.
چون همیشه منطق اون دشمنان یا منطق اون اشخاصی که مقابل این حرکت هستن منطق زور و ما میگیم منطق زور منطق شخصی که ضعیف هستش.
So we're talking about a movement that was for the oppressed, for humanity, not Shia or Sunni, and that way. This kind of a movement, which is peaceful, speaking out against oppression, against the tyrants of the time, recognizes the dangers of Israel, recognizes the connection between the U.S. government and the military and exploitation, which is happening all over Africa, but somebody speaking out against this. Of course, who would have a problem with love of Ahlul Bayt? I mean, who would have, any Muslim or oppressed person would have love, because remember, the Nigerian population believes in God.
Stories popped up about intelligence reports claiming that the IMN and Boko Haram were planning a coalition. Really? Boko Haram, a misguided group who has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced millions during its six-year insurgency in Nigeria? Perhaps someone should point out to the Nigerian government that Boko Haram considers Shia Muslims to be infidels. intelligence report indeed. This attempt was quickly slammed by the international Shia community as well as the IMN itself, condemning the Nigerian army's alleged intelligence report. In 2015, a male suicide bomber detonated his device during a Shia pilgrimage from Kano to Zaria, killing at least 21 people. Boko Haram released a statement claiming responsibility for the attacks, saying they would continue to fight against Shia polytheists until we cleanse the earth of their filth.
اون چی که معروفه اون اولین توطئه نیست. از 6 سال خورده پیش این حرکت مواجه بوده به این توطئه.
Sheikh Zakzaki, however, denied that the group was responsible and suggested that the Nigerian military may have been behind the attack. Now, people all over the world are becoming aware that Boko Haram may well be a tool used by the Nigerian military to persecute minority groups in the region. It's not something we haven't seen before. Sheikh Zakzaki and the IMN had been trying to highlight this to the public for years.
Sheikh Zakzaki was somebody who would speak out against government corruption, speak out against corruption of the military, expose some of the realities of Boko Haram. Again, these are lessons that everybody can be learning from as the Islamic movement continues across the world. The idea of offering services to humanity, of teaching and educating people about Islam through the khair and the benefit that we give to humanity. Not being sectarian, being people who embrace, as the Quran says, that ruhama bainahum, that we're merciful amongst the believers, where Allah says that He loves those who are muqsitin, those people who are just, and we're encouraged with our neighbors and our friends, people who are not Muslims themselves, to be just to them.
Despite all their efforts, the Nigerian military have proved futile in their attempts to suppress the IMN and Sheikh Zakzaki.
And remember, Sheikh Zakzaki is somebody who is so committed to the cause. He's lost his children in this way. He's been in prison several times.
Sal pish to zamani rahbimay yom al-Quds artish Nigeria hamle kardan be harakat va sita farzand az farzandan khud rahbar in harakat shahid shudan.
On Friday the 25th July 2014, the Nigerian army reportedly shot 35 followers of Ibrahim Zakzaki, including his three sons, after a pro-Palestinian procession in Zaria.
A large number of believers have been massacred brutally and without justification.
Having sacrificed his sons in the way of Allah like a true servant of Imam Hussein, Sheikh Zakzaki continues to struggle against the Yazid of his time. Over the course of the past few years, Sheikh Zakzaki has given 6 sons in serving this cause.
The Nigerian army has come forth with whatever justification that it has tried to justify this incident with, and has opened fire on women and children and men, innocent people that have committed no crime.
The mainstream media, news outlets and organizations have for the most part remained silent. Instead of condemning the Nigerian government, the mainstream media has propagated apathy, indifference, and even tried to smear Sheikh Zakzaki and the IMN.
As little as it is, but it's still found on some of the Western media.
While the group's admirable leader, Sheikh Zakzaki, was arrested and remains to this day in detention. We want the international community to know what's happening.
And then you see the images, how they were massacred brutally because they were calling out the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, because they were calling out the names of Imam al-Mujtaba and Imam al-Ridha salamullah.
To recognize the perseverance of Sheikh Zakzaki and his comrades, and to express outrage at the despotic Nigerian government who have proven to be loyal puppets of the Zionist world order.
كل حرج این جنبش هنوز اصرار دارن روی سلبیت یعنی مسالمت اومیز حرکتش مثلا حتی به این فاجعه حتی به این حمله به این اعتداء که شده الان این اقدامی که ارتش نیجریه کرده اقدام نامنطقی و بدون هیچ دلیل، همون دلایل قدیمی که می آوردن.
نه من اصلا که این یه ویدیو اینگاه هم که چیوه هم پر هر بیسو ابا کما ابا لکره که مگانا کما هم با کجو کنتی همه کسی با دزاسو موچی
الان صدها نفر رو کشته شدن، حسینیه که تنها حسینیه که حرکت داری الان ویرانش کردن، خود خونه شیخ ویرانش کردن.
اوکی رایت ناوی آن باسی و حضرت توال خوب در اشوتی they keep, I feel they, in my house, they have destroyed our house in here.
Where are you now?
I am inside the house.
They are shooting at the house that you are staying in?
Yes.
So your life is in danger there?
Well, there is nothing I can do except Allah alone can deliver me, because there is no way out.
It was very painful to see the images of Sheikh Zakzaki.
خودش زخمی شده، دست الان خودشون هستش.
This great pious scholar, we've got to do something.
If we're Muslims or if we're part of the oppressed and we know the good that Islam is trying to do.
It is clear that nothing could have justified the massacre of people.
I was trying to liberate the oppressed of the world. Then this is something we need to be very serious about. We need to spread the word.
These people were, according to all accounts, unarmed.
We need to do our Islamic or humanitarian responsibility in this regard.
I encourage all Muslimi, this is not sectarian, all Muslims of the world should be coming together to support this movement.
Why is it that this issue is so important for all of us, for the global movement that's preparing the world for the coming of the 12th Imam?
And if this movement is supported, when the people, the believers in Nigeria, see that support from the believers, they see that connection from the believers, it will soothe their heart, as opposed to feeling like they have been left alone.
For the oppressed of the world, the mustad'afin,
we've got to call for justice.
Even for our Sunni brothers and sisters around the globe.
We've got to call for the release of Sheikh Zakzaki.
At the time the Messenger of Allah came, the world was dominated by two powers. The Persian Empire in the east and the Roman Empire in the west. At that time, we might say that the world was in darkness, and the light, a drop of light somewhere appeared in the desert of Arabia, until it culminated in smashing the two powers.
By the unjustifiable actions of the Nigerian army and the despotic government, the slaying of innocent people, the destruction of a peaceful Husseiniyah, and the arrest of Sheikh Zakzaki, the arrogant powers hoped to destroy the movement once and for all. But today, the movement spreads with all the more zeal. The Nigerian government, having admitted to the massacre and the creation of a mass grave, are in a state of bewilderment. The police are afraid to do anything and stand by and watch as people visit the graves of those who gave their lives to the cause, their love for the movement growing. Today, protests continue not only in Nigeria but the entire globe. Everyone is waking up. After all their efforts, have the enemies of humanity been successful? Or is it the Muslims, Shias and Sunnis alike, the Christians and all those united for the cause of justice? And they planned, and Allah also planned, and Allah is the best of planners.